Now, before we get into what I'm up to, I want you to know right off the bat what you can take away from this episode and really from this podcast and my social media accounts. If you're somebody that's trying to lose weight or you're trying to market your small business, probably mostly through podcasting or in social media, because right now that's where most people are focused, is on their phones, then listen to the information I put out, because I'm going to tell you exactly what it is that I do to do these things and how you should do it. Information is free, guys. This is kind of where everything is going. I'm part of two industries, small business marketing and fitness coaching, that really kind of have a reputation of, you know, wanting to folks in these industries want to, you know, basically hide the information. They want to put the information behind a paywall. You have to pay for their best stuff. And really, you know, three of my main influences on this podcast on why this is going in the direction that it has been going, which is constant information being put out, they kind of, for the most part, do this too, which is you give your best information out for free, and if anybody is going to pay you, they're going to pay you for context. You know, 2019, you can find anything that you want to find information-wise. You want to find a top-notch workout, you can. You want to find a how-to when it comes to creating social media marketing for, or, you know, running ads. You can absolutely figure out how to do that. What it is your context. That's what people don't have. That's what you pay for. And that's really where I'm going with this podcast. So if you've noticed over the last couple of days, the almost daily podcast, the ADPs, those have gotten a lot shorter. And there's a very, very specific question of the episode or a call to action. And that's designed for you to be able to take whatever is being talked about there and apply it to your own situation. And then again, if you have if you have questions for me, email or DM me those questions. If we get to the point where it's like, you know, back and forth and we're wanting to set up video calls and all that, then yeah, we're going to talk about you coming on as one of my clients, which, by the way, compared to what you see in the fitness industry with these online coaches, is a fraction of what most of them charge. So I'm very well aware that most coaches want to charge you for information. They don't really want to do the customer service end of this, which is having the phone calls, having the video calls, having the ongoing text conversations to make sure that the context is right. So they're going to continue to charge you for information. However, from a fitness perspective, me being someone that, most importantly for you, has gone through the whole weight loss journey while working a desk job and having family responsibilities and has absolutely been there. One, two, I've been out of the whole dieting mindset for the vast majority. I mean, the thoughts still cross my mind, of course, you know, but not nearly to the extent. I would say probably well over, you know what? I'll say over 95% of the time, I'm not interested in dieting. So, you know, I'm somebody that has the relationship with eating and exercise that you probably should be striving for if you want the results that you're trying to get, if you want those to last and you just want to free yourself from going from diet to diet. So you've got somebody that's had the personal experience, somebody that has the mindset that if you really want to be done with dieting, can absolutely apply where you are in the process to, you know, to what it will actually take to get you there. And again, not everything that we would try one-on-one is going to work, but we look at the stuff that does work. We do more of that. We look at the stuff that doesn't work. We do less of that. It's a, you know, each client I work with, the conversation is different. Some are checking in with me every day, and that's all we do is just the check-ins, and they're sending me their stats, and I'll, you know, kind of look at it, tell them maybe a couple thoughts on it. Sometimes it's like, hey, looks good. Other people, it's a lot more of an in-depth conversation. It's really digging into the day by day. So that really gets to this whole thing where you can't just apply one size fits all to everyone. And, you know, I'll tell you guys again here, because when somebody sees the title of this episode and it says what I'm up to, they're probably going to think that this is just me being super self-absorbent and aren't going to listen. So I'm going to give you, because you're 5 minutes into this and you're still listening, I'm going to give you the real punchline on all this. So precision nutrition is one of the tools that I use, ProCoach. And it's a great tool for somebody that is ready to really develop the habits for lasting results. Like if they have time to do the lessons, if they go step by step, that program absolutely works. What I have found, a lot of people aren't there yet. And I had to, you know, there were a lot of people that I would run them through and I'd have to restart them or we'd have to do something else entirely. So really, kind of looking, especially at the last couple months, I just changed my business model. Like my coaching is more individualized and it's more focused on the day-to-day conversation. I was doing this with the clients that needed this, but it wasn't like it wasn't the automatic that I was going to first. So the first thing, if somebody is working with me, we dig into, you know, what's going to be the best way to set them up for success. What's the best way for us to communicate back and forth? How much handholding do they need? It is 100% individualized, and no two clients that I work with are being handled in the exact same way now. Whereas before, like I was looking at it because again, this is what the industry does. You get a tool, and it's a tool that's based on information, and you're trying to get the information that to them and then have them digest it, your clients, and then you're trying to apply the context. And to me, that was just taking too long. So while there are still some people that I have going through PN, and I think it's a great tool, it's not what I want to start everybody with. I want to really start and get into the whole, you know, relationship building of the coach and the person that's working with the coach, build that relationship first. And then as we go along, we see what's going to be the best option for them. And we mix and match the tools. Sometimes you do this, sometimes you do that. Sometimes you mix these two, other times you pull away. So it's really much more individualized. And I think based on, again, we're still very, very early on with actual fitness coaching. So, you know, but the main thing is my personal experience and the minds of going through this stuff as an individual, then my mindset on it now. And then there's the kicker where, yeah, as a fitness professional, I have 4 certifications, 2 in fitness. I have a personal training and I have a senior fitness, which is great for adaptive exercise. And then I have 2 in nutrition. So, you know, most of the coaches that you see online, they don't really have the background as a personal trainer. There's a lot of personal trainers that are now going into online coaching, and they absolutely should. And guys, if you're listening, please, please, please figure out how to put an online component together to offer your services, because people need your help. Now, coaching is becoming a buzzword, and a lot of times people are spending money on, again, information and tactics. But if you have the information and tactics, it doesn't matter what, you know, if you have the information and tactics, but you don't have the context of your situation and have figured out a way to actually put those into your day-to-day and make adjustments when needed, then they're not going to do anything. Then you basically are paying money to be on the diet roller coaster. And then when that set of information doesn't work for you, and you move on to the next and you move on to the next, and you don't get off the cycle. So like, I'm giving you the information for free. You can listen to the podcast. You can watch this stuff on social media. I'm doing a lot of IGTV right now because there's a lot of those videos are getting a lot of views right now. Like literally as of today, March 11th, 2019, they're getting a lot of views. That could be completely different by this time tomorrow. Who knows? But I think if you lead with the information first, and by the way, like it helps me if when we have a conversation down the road and it comes to like you and I working together, if I know you've been listening to the podcast and this stuff still isn't really clicking for you, I'll be like, all right, I need to be in, you know, I should probably be involved in fitting this into the context of your situation. And I mean, it helps me because you're like, well, yeah, you're right. I've been listening to this and I still haven't been able to get it, which is fine because see, the other thing is, and this is actually in both areas that I work with, fitness and small business marketing, nobody can tell you that you really need, that you need help with something. You have to come there on your own. Like nobody can say, hey, it would be a good idea if you do this. You might think, well, yeah, it might be a good idea. But if you're not really ready to do it, if you're not really ready to get help what good is that going to do? Like, you're going to be kind of dragging your feet the entire way of getting there. And it's just, it's not going to be helpful. So, you know, but again, and talking about the fitness piece of it first, there's a lot of people out there that are just trying to sell information and they don't want to work with the individual. They don't want to talk to them on a daily basis. They want to like really, really push things off and really kind of automate the communication. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, look, as somebody that worked for years in a sales and customer service role, when I was working with the online retailer, like I pretty much had my hand in most things before the sale and after the sale. So like customer service was something I had to do for years. And I'm just looking at it. I'm like, this is really what the foundation of the business is. It's client service. So I'll give you the information. You know, you don't have to worry. Like, seriously, if you listen to what I'm putting out and you watch what I'm putting out and you share it with the people around you, the information is there. Info's free. Context is really what you need. So hopefully, and like I've said before, if you can watch stuff from me or listen to stuff from me and apply it to your own situation and see results, I'm happy for you. I mean, like, you've won. There are so many people out there that need help with this stuff. If you're able to to do it on your own, whereas most people aren't, or even if you want to try to do it on your own first, and because again, you have to be ready to come on and say, you know what, I need help, and then, you know, then we have an actual conversation and can move forward from it. Otherwise, like if you're just kind of like, I think I can do it by myself, cool, try it. Try it. I mean, you know, all the information's there. On the marketing side, let's talk about that. If you're a small business owner, you've probably talked to a number of, let's call them consultants, but probably mostly sales reps about different online solutions. Now, there's definitely a benefit to paying somebody to take over some type of operation for you in the interest of time. Like if it saves you time not to mess with something, then that's great. Marketing, if you're doing something, should be making you some money for your business or spreading your name out. It's very easy. If you know, if you're a local business and you know who your target customer is, these social media ads are very easy to run, very easy to target. Now, what I will tell you is like anything else, it takes time to actually be able to target these things properly. One, like you have to figure out how to write copy for your particular business, not just the industry. And you can't just always look at examples online of what somebody else has done. Sometimes that stuff helps, other times it does not. But you got to learn how to write copy. You got to learn what your customer is actually interested in. And it's tricky because when you're, you know, think about when you're scrolling through Facebook, you're not interested in just buying somebody's stuff. So you as a business owner have to talk about different things that other people are interested in. And then, you know, because the whole game here is you want to get your message in front of people that may either eventually do business with you or help you spread the name of your business. So, and if you know who your target audience is, it's very easy to target them. Because right now, I mean, look, social media, ads on social media, it's a bit of a slam dunk because if you're wanting to spend your money where people are paying the most attention, people's heads are in their phones and on their tablets. So, you know, you know where they are. You just need to practice getting better and actually targeting very specifically, putting enough money behind the ads to where they can actually be seen. And by the way, even when you do stuff that you think is 100% going to be correct, sometimes the ads fall on their face. That's just how it is. Like, and that's any of us. I am testing ads out probably usually a handful each month. And, you know, at least one or two of those is going to be a dud, complete dud. Most of them perform okay, and then some of them do really well. But I mean, all it comes down to is practicing. And then when you're talking to a marketing consultant, actually talking to somebody that can help you with the context of the situation you're in. It's all about context. Like all this stuff, there isn't a system, you know, and all the times people want to sell systems. And even if they're ahead of of an algorithm on a particular social media platform, they're one algorithm change away from being out of business with that particular offering. That's actually what I like about marketing, is it's constantly changing as far as the platforms things are being delivered on. What's the same though is you know, you have a central message. That is your brand message. That's what you want your company to be known for. And you'll find different ways to tell that story, because your business has the story. And I'll tell you what, for individuals, it's, you know, you are the story. Your life is the story because you are the business. Now, I will tell you, when I talk about ads that perform well, I'll just, like, because I'm running some Facebook ads right now, I'll tell you what's going on with them. So, for the Daryl Perry podcast, this podcast that you're listening to, there is a Facebook page. So if you look for the Daryl Perry podcast or Daryl Perry podcast on Facebook, you will find it. And with March being CP month, Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month, I have an episode where I tell my CP story, 125 episodes into this podcast. So what I did, I'm looking at the ad right now. I just did a boosted post. Interested in hearing how a kid with cerebral palsy grew up to be a fitness professional, marketing ninja, and podcaster. These are the things you guys probably know that I can do. So I targeted this, and this is targeted towards every CP-related category that I could find. And then the locations were the U.S., Canada, and Australia, because got quite a few listeners in Australia now. So they had to be interested in those CP-related categories. And then the other thing, and my favorite thing when I'm running ads, is the thing that narrows the audience. So they have to be interested in one of the CP things. And the other thing is they had to either, you know, be interested in podcasts or be interested in Spotify, which makes sense because the link on this post is to the episode on Spotify. So if they're interested in Spotify, I know they've got a Spotify account most likely, they click on it, they can just listen to the episode. It's a longer episode, and they get to hear a little bit about my story. Because that's the other thing with podcasting. Well, before I get into that, okay, I don't want to do like a Stacy sidebar here. but I'm looking at this ad, okay? So this original post came out on March 4th, like last week. So then I just thought, okay, let's do this targeting. So I boosted it. I originally did $10 for 3 days. And then based on the performance, because it was doing very, very well, for you guys that want to know, like when I target these things, I want the cost per engagement. So on Facebook, that's your likes, your comments, your shares. If I can get it at 10% or 10 cents an engagement or less, I'm happy. So I ran this. It was $10 for 3 days, and then it was doing well, so I extended it out. So I think the total, I ended up running it for like another 10 days, I want to say. Either another 7 to 10 days. But the total budget from start to finish is going to be $20. So I'm looking at it right now. This post, I've spent $15.77. It's reached 1,235 people. It has 322 engagements. So I'm looking at this right now, because some of the, I'm looking at the post, and some of these are going to be organic, people that were following this page on Facebook anyway. But it has 326 likes, or like emotional things like the hearts or the wow face. Those are the other two that we've been getting on this. So there's 326 likes. Cool. And it's been shared 17 times. Now, I think two of those shares are from me, because with it being CP Awareness Month, I'm sharing this post on my personal Facebook page, like probably breaks out to like once every 4 or 5 days. Like I don't want to, I put a lot of stuff on Facebook. Again, information for me is free. So like, I don't want to just make this be the only post that's out there, but I'm sharing it regularly. But you know, not even spending less than $16 and having that, those kinds of numbers, the 326 likes or similar reactions and 17 shares, that's phenomenal. Like that's brand awareness. Now, if I was doing this for trying to convert sales, or trying to convert leads where I had like click on this and it would take you to an email form and it would be collecting your information, you know, the conversions would be a lot lower. The branding, which is just sharing the story that you're trying to tell, if you can target those right, those engagements are going to be, you're going to get a lot, your cost per engagement is going to be a lot less for that than it would be if you were trying to just convert to leads, get, you know, people to email you or give you their contact information, or, you know, you try to basically send them to a sales page. So let me see here. I'm talking about the numbers here. I love this stuff, guys. I love everything about like storytelling and branding, and I like the data, but I don't get tripped up on it, because I think when you're doing any of this stuff, like, we're still, even though you look at data for information, we're still human beings. We're still individuals, and we still like to have, you know, we still like to be told stories. Okay. So yeah, my cost per engagement on this is 5 cents. I think for the first couple days, it was actually down at 4 cents per engagement, which was really, really good. But I'm cool with 5 cents. So that one's doing very well. And the branding stuff is kind of what I like to run most, because I do run some lead campaigns every once in a while. It'll take you to the information page when I was for the Pro Coach one, because they really do outline that very well. And that's a good conversation starter. But when I run those, they don't convert nearly as well as when I'm just trying to get like likes and shares. Makes sense, because people don't want to be sold to. They're really cool with, you know, telling a story and all that, but they don't want to be sold to. So last one, or the one I'll tell you about for Gear Level Fitness, because that was for the podcast. Now this one I tried to get a little slick on. So the original message was, if you have to cheat on a diet, it's time to break up. And then I had 5 of the wavy hand emojis. And then because this started doing well and I ran the ad once, I thought I'd put a link in for the Pro Coach thing and try to actually convert some leads. It didn't work. Didn't work well. I don't even think I got a single lead off of that. But based on this, let's look at this. I spent a total of $12 on this, and this reached 390 people. I boosted this twice. So $32 was spent total. So with the link in there, I reached 390 people and I got 36 engagements. When I did without the link, I did 2,600. I spent $20. I reached 2,600 people and 384 engagements. So if you look at this post on the Your Level Fitness page, and I totally pinned this to the top of the profile because why not? It has 414 of the likes and similar reactions, 2 comments and 28 shares. So again, we're talking between these two ads. You got the 2 spends on this one for Your Level Fitness, and then I'll probably end up adding to the spend on the CP one because I do want to run that for the rest of this month. But we're talking a little bit over $50 in ad spend, and we're talking 2 posts that are really, really just driving a ton of interaction and a ton of shares, and they're really spreading the brand awareness. Now, when we're talking about branding and storytelling, so this is where the small business stuff and the fitness weight loss journey kind of intersects. Because if you're telling a story, or if you have a story to tell, one of the best ways to do that is through podcasting. And the app that I record my podcast on, you guys probably know it by now, Anchor, go to anchor.fm and download the app if you've not already, allows you to basically record a podcast as if you were doing a voice memo. And then you publish that on the Anchor platform. And depending on how your account is set up and how long it's been there, on which however many platforms they have you connected on, they then will put your episode out to places, to it will be pushed out to platforms where people actually listen to podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, or also iTunes, or Spotify are the 2 main ones. But I think I'm on, like, I can look at this. Actually, I can look at this and just tell you how many platforms Anchor has me on. So, and see, this is part of it too, guys. Like, all this stuff that people want to... I'm recording this, so I can't tell you. I have to tell you on... I think it's like... I want to say 12 platforms. 12 or 13 is what they have me on. So, that basically, that means if you have a podcast directory that you listen to stuff on, or you can share... Let me back up. That's 12 or 13 places where you... Different places where you could hear this podcast. Now, iTunes and Spotify are the big ones because most people have at least an iTunes or a Spotify account. And it's very easy to share these episodes. And with Spotify, who recently purchased Anchor, so like this whole thing is just starting. You know, Spotify is one of the few things where if you shared in your Instagram story, there's an external link. You don't have to have 10,000 followers to be verified. You can just share that. People can link out. They can see it. And, you know, it's a nice little feature to have. But the thing with podcasting, especially with what I'm trying to do now, like giving all the information out, you can listen to it on your time. You're not going to be, you don't have to be interrupted. Because like if I put a video out, you have to stop what you're doing, stop your scrolling and watch that video. You can just listen to this. And it's much more personal, okay? So like if I'm telling you all the information and this is what you should be focusing on, you know, you're getting it in your ear. And for me, with the types of work that I do, which is service-based, and it's these are both industries, like any service industry, where you have to build trust with the people that would eventually be working with you, the podcast is great for that. Same if you've got a story to tell and you want people to hear it. Tell your story. You're going to actually, people have an emotional connection to you telling your story. So part of what I do that is I it's funny because at first I didn't want to have guests on the podcast just because like I had this really, really simple idea for the format. And this is getting back to the three people that influenced the podcast. The first one would be Ben Greenfield. I came across Ben Greenfield when I was also listening to the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. And it was Grammar Girl with Mignon Fogarty. I'm not sure if she's still doing that, but I was listening to that podcast. And basically they would come out with an episode like one or two a week. And they were just practical tips. And Ben Greenfield was the get fit guy. So I always look forward to it. I'm like, I wanted to hear, like whenever I would, because this was back in the days when you would actually have to plug your device into your computer, into iTunes. And then you would have to like sync everything up and it would download the episodes. So whenever I saw there was a new episode, I would be super, super excited. And, you know, I don't, that's why I put out as much as I do. That's one of the reasons I put out as much as I do. Because I know some people do like to listen to the podcast. And like want to listen to everything. And to me, it's crazy yet amazing that you provide this kind of support just for like me talking about my thoughts. But that's who you really, I mean, you make this stuff for anybody that will listen, but those people that really want to continue to listen over and over and over and listen to everything that comes out, like you will get, you know, you'll get folks like that that will consume everything that you put out. And it's like, it's just an awesome feeling. So that's why I try to encourage people, like, tell your story through the podcast. And that's really how the interview thing started, because there's a number of people that I knew that I thought were really good, like, had stories to tell, but, like, they didn't know that this whole podcasting thing was as easy as it is. So we started having conversations and having, you know, interviews and stuff. And, with the exception of the Jordan Syatt video, cause that guy, like, believe me, dude knows exactly what he's doing, knows what he's saying. And that was just, and it's funny, like if you follow him, like super nice guy, like you message him, he gets back relatively quickly. And, you know, since we're here about 30 minutes in, I don't talk about this a lot. I don't even mention that he was on the podcast. I think that I shared it the night it came out. And then after that, like, I don't post about it. So like I told him, I sent him an email and it was basically just like my story. And if you guys have been following me, like, you know, it, like somebody that was born with CP that is in fitness and like really wants to, you know, is helping people and trying to get them to focus on the things that they're doing right. I wanted to be super considerate of his time. So I do remember when I wrote the subject line, I was like, it was like the trainer with CP. And I think underneath it said like 45 second read, like, you know, look, this isn't going to be a long drawn out story. If you read this, awesome. Like, you know, so I'm like, one day I was working out at home in the morning And I'd gotten a notification. Like, I was checking to see, because, you know, post-workout selfie, right? So I was checking to see, like, oh, I don't have any messages or anything. And I had the notification that I had a follower. And then I saw that it was him. I'm like, what? Like, just the whole, you know, Gary Cantrell reaction to The Miz. That's how I reacted to Jordan following me. But, like, so I'm like, it hit me. Because this was a couple weeks after I sent that email. I'm like, holy crap. He must have read my email. So, like, I go into my email. Super, like, just really, really nice, genuine response. And so, anyway, and, like, I don't... you know, like I had messaged him through DM probably a handful of times since whenever that happened, if that. And when I was doing the interviews, I'm just like, he was doing something new where he started to train for boxing. He's like, I'm doing something new for my own fitness. So I'm like, I just started these interviews. I'm like, so, you know, I just sent him a message. Just, hey man, I saw that you're doing this. You know, I'm doing interviews, you know, or it was like, I'm doing interviews on my podcast. Would you want to come on and talk about it? And then, like, literally probably within 45 minutes, he messaged me back. He's like, yeah, man, let's go ahead and do it. So we scheduled that. He came on. He's like, you know, beforehand, he's like, look, we can talk about whatever it is you want, open book, all that. And it was funny because that entire episode, I'm like, I don't want to say any. Like, you know, I don't want to be somebody that's like, yeah, yeah. And then I didn't want to, like, just... You know, because you don't want to be somebody that's like, oh, I have to say something because somebody's on my podcast. So I literally the whole time I'm just like nodding along and he's saying this. And then we finished up and I was like, wow. I mean, because like the amount of energy that this guy brings, it's just, it's crazy, like in a good way. So, but I left that conversation. I'm kind of like, okay, so this is like, I talked to a lot of people and I mentioned the other day, like when Caitlin came on. Her energy level is just amazing. Like, it's infectious. Like, 10 minutes into that conversation, and when she's talking about how she really, even later on in the conversation, when she's talking about how she really wants to help people, like, you can't help but not root for those people. So, you know, it's just, it's insane because you talk to a number of people, and, you know, typically what'll happen is you'll notice that somebody has one or two characteristics that are very, that aren't on, like, they're not the only person that has those personality characteristics, but they definitely, like, you can see that they've got a high energy level. They've got a high, attention to detail or whatever it is. And it just stands out. And that was the thing I remember, like, when I was talking to you, like, when I didn't say much to Jordan on that episode, honestly. 'Cause I'm just like, dude, but just the energy and the passion that he brought with it. I'm like, yeah, that's what I need to work on to do more of, but I need to be able to do it in my way. So like that was everybody else for the interviews. Like if you go back and listen to those that I did, starting out, 'cause I know that, Willie, who's going to be back on, he was one of the early ones. Nikki was the first one. Amy, that was the first time she and I did a podcast. And there's quite a few people that I've tried to get on to do the podcast, but they're not quite there yet. Angie, I'm talking to you. But just like people that I thought had a story to tell and I wanted them to tell it. And I wanted them to try to tell it through podcasting. And because I was as nervous too when I first started this whole thing, because when you listen to Gary Cantrell's, the first podcast I was on of his, I like wanted nothing to do with interviews. Like, just no, I'm coming in, I'm going to do my Almost Daily podcast, and that's it. But then it's like, you know, the my podcast, which at the time was the Almost Daily podcast, that was the only thing. Then I changed it to the Daryl Perry podcast, and it's like, cool, we can do anything now. We still have the Almost Daily podcast. We can interview people. And, you know, the more people you talk to, and that's what I like to do. I like talking to people and I like them being able to share their story. Because I always learn something when other people are talking. And, you know, it's crazy where all this is going with podcasting. But this is the whole thing. If you have a story to tell, this is the way to do it. Like, people are going to pay attention to Instagram. People are going to pay attention to Facebook. People still read blogs. But podcasting is, it's now accessible to everybody through this app. And the distribution is out of control. Like, because you're getting put on iTunes and Spotify. Now, I looked at the top 200 free apps. I have not done this today. I could do it right. Why not? I'll do it right now. So, I was looking for the Anchor app on the App Store, on the Apple App Store. Let's see. So, well, this isn't. What the heck am I doing? Yeah. What the heck am I doing? It's always fun, right? Is this like, this is not that. No, that's the Apple Store. Hi. I'm in marketing, can't you tell? Like, I'm in social media. I'm on my phone all the time, and I'm buying a new phone and not even realizing it. What's up with that? So what was I talking about? See, and for all you guys that are like, oh, I don't ever want to, I get too sidetracked. I go on tangents. That was a tangent. I didn't even know what I was doing. But we're still here. We're still rocking and rolling. Because what we're doing is we're looking at the top free apps. And we want to see, we really want to see if Anchor has made it. Because I'll tell you what, Anchor has not made it, or at least they hadn't the other day. But Spotify is still number 14, which is ahead of all these other crazy apps that you've heard of that you probably use. Uber Eats, Grubhub. Apparently the big thing now is to order your food. Lyft is on there. Transportation is important. SoundCloud is 20. You know, I don't think they put you, they don't put you on SoundCloud yet. So I'm just scrolling here, looking for the Anchor app. Not seeing it. Seeing some really interesting apps, though. Things that I cannot believe are in the top 100, now 200. So here's the deal, guys. You have this app that not nearly as enough people know about that actually will put you on one of the top downloaded apps that are out there, which is Spotify. And we'll also put you on iTunes. I think they still put everybody on iTunes. It just takes time to set up. And they're nowhere to be found on the top 200. So what that means is people don't know about Anchor yet from a podcasting standpoint. But if you use the Anchor app now and you start telling your story and you get it out on Spotify and you start messaging people that you know in real life and be like, hey, I started a podcast. Would you mind checking it out? I'm like, yeah, because see, people now, listening to podcasts is mainstream. And the fact that you, somebody that like, you know, went to middle school with them has their own podcast. Yeah, man, they want to know what you're up to. So be like, you know, you mind checking it out? Yeah. I'd be like, cool. Do you just, do you listen to stuff on iTunes or do you prefer to listen to stuff on Spotify? And they tell you where they prefer to listen to it. You send them the link and that's how you start getting people to listen to your podcast. But it's crazy too, because like you just, if you do your first name, last name, and just the Daryl Perry podcast, I can literally talk about whatever I want and people listen. There's still somebody that is listening to this. So 38 minutes in, you're still listening. I've done a lot of rambling on this episode. I'm trying to think, like, what is something. If you tagged me in your story today, just so I knew that you were still listening to this, if you tag me in your story with, I think there's an Empire Strikes Back GIF on Instagram stories. So tag me and put the Empire Strikes Back or a Star Wars GIF in your story, and I will know that you listened to this almost 40 minutes in. So, but the whole thing is this, guys. I'm giving you all the information for the stuff that I do. I mentioned Ben Greenfield was a huge influence on this. Gary Vaynerchuk is another. He's the one that really got the fire lit under me of like, give out your best content, work, and then ask. Give, work, give all the info, and then ask. So it's like, that's what I do. I give you guys all the info. And then in conversation, like, you know, if it seems like we might be a good fit, I'll ask if we should work together. You ever thought about working with me? And usually people say no. They'll be like, yeah, I'm not really interested. And then you just move, you know, just keep going, keep giving, keep giving, keep giving. And then with that particular person, you just keep a conversation going. Because I'll tell you, like, and this is for any of you that are thinking about starting your own fitness business, you will have people that don't want to work with you because it isn't the time that it's ready for them to come aboard. And that's totally fine. Like, that's how it is. You'll have people that are your clients, they then go away, but then they come back. Or they go away and then they figure out the stuff that you were talking to them about. They're like, that really was it all along, wasn't it? Yes, it was. I'm just now figuring it out. Well, yeah, because you had to come there at your own time. You had to figure it out. But that's the thing. Like, information, I'm giving you all the information away. The only thing that would ever cost you money with me is if you need the context. Guess what? When it comes to weight loss, you do need the context, but most of you will never take me up on the offer. At least right now. At least right now. Because, like, you know, look, I get it. I don't want to give money for something I don't feel like I need. I totally get that. But what ends up happening is people continue to listen, like, you know what? That might actually help me. And then they'll message me and be like, you still do that coaching? Yo. And then, which that's happened multiple times, which is kind of funny. So yeah, but I'll give you the information. Information is yours. I will do this because this has happened with clients too. So if you have ever thought about working with me, send me a message. We can talk about it. So I'm not going to put anything else in there with that. No other sales pitch. So no other sales pitch in this particular episode because look, this is really about what I'm up to, which what I'm up to is giving all the information away that I can for free. If you want to pay to have me help you figure out the context of your unique situation, we will talk about it. And I want you sharing your story via podcast. That's it. That's pretty much the whole thing. So I mentioned Gary Vee, and the third person that really, really has influenced this that I do is Dave Ramsey. If you know his story for his Financial Peace University and just his whole philosophy on money, this guy went broke, filed for bankruptcy, started his own financial coaching business back in the early 90s, and is basically, like, he gives the information away, and he actually, I'll tell you what, if you're talking about context, people call into his show about, you know, their situations with money. It's, I think, 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday. You can listen to it, and he's, like, telling people over and over. But the other thing that he does, it's the same thing with Gary Vee, and is, you know, like, he says it in a really straightforward, simple manner. And that's the other thing. I think people in the fitness, because as an industry person in the fitness industry, we kind of, like, you see a bunch of trainers that try to talk like they're writing research papers. So just because a lot of them have already done that, coming in, you kind of think, hey, I got to do that too, but you really don't. So for me, like, my challenge is, how can I take whatever the message is and deliver it as straightforward and as simple as possible? Now, the other thing with me, like, if you're in my content, most of the time, I try to give you the big nugget of information up front, and then the rest of the time, I'm talking about how to, like, support it and tie in. The podcast, the long ones like this, I go off onto tangents, but part of the reason, like, that's just naturally how I am. But I also know there's some of you out there that are like, I'm not going to start a podcast because I ramble. I just rambled we're coming up on 45 minutes now. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. If you're still listening, just thank you so much for the continued support. I ask that you continue to share this podcast on your Instagram stories, through Facebook Messenger, on your Facebook posts, through text messages. Just continue to share the story, and anybody that you know that is trying to figure out the weight loss journey, just get them here to listen, to check some of it out. Because right now there's over 400 episodes. I've since figured out, maybe it's just with mine, but iTunes only carries the last 300. I think you can go on Spotify and you can go back and see all the old episodes. So this stuff kind of gets sent away somewhere. But, you know, I'm sitting here trying to put as much stuff out as I can. I want you to be able to figure it out on your own if you can. If you can't, which will be most people, because, like, it requires patience, a level of patience that most folks don't have, that's when we can talk about working together. So thank you, as always, for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.